few points on the lachas of Alanisim. So Mishabura points out that he feels the correct nusach is not Alanisim, but Ve'Alanisim with the Vav. Starts with the Vav, Ve'Alanisim. The person forgot to say Alanisim in the place where he's supposed to say it. If he realizes before he says the brach, finishes that, says Hashem's name by the brach at the end of the paragraph of Modim, Baruch Ato Hashem, Atoim Shibukol, Lachon Noel, Lahoidos, he didn't say Hashem's name, Baruch Ato. He would go back and say Alanisim in his proper place and then continue again to say the paragraphs of Al Kulam and Lachol Achayim. Again, even though he's mentioning the Hashem's name with the word Kale, that he was still should do so. The person already said Hashem's name, Baruch Ata Hashem. He continues to type Shimcha L'chol Noelados. He does not go back. He does not insert it afterwards. During the paragraph of Elokai Netzar, a person can insert Alanisim in that point in time. It's a place for bakasha. It's not a place for praise to Hashem. So a person would have to say it in the language of a bakasha, a request that Rashi Ratzon should be. They should make for us Nisim and Niflos. Just like he made for us at the time of Matisyo, Kohen Gadol, etc. And then he would say the paragraph. So, Harachamon, Huyasalon, Nisim, and Yvos, Kamosha, Sitzel, Abbasidah, Bayam, and Mahim, Bazman, Azeh, Matisyo, and you could say the whole paragraph. Similarly, in benching, if a person forgot about Nisim, the same would be true until he says the Bruch to Hashem, until he says Hashem's name, he could insert it. If he forgot it, he would include it in the Rachamons, the place where we insert the Rachamons for various different. The Yamim Tovim we would insert over there for Chanukah as well. The Harachamon Hu Yasa Lono Nisim and Yiflos Kmo Shesizla Basena by Yamim Mehemas Vanazeh. And you will continue the whole paragraph. Have a good morning.